I'm honestly learning to accept people's choices for their own lives. And that is difficult. It's a difficult feeling to process and accept. Because, like, even when people are, like, really disrespectful to myself or to other people, you really have to accept that people are insane, toxic, crazy, or just negative people, right? And that's what they chose to do with their lives. And so the more I, like, realize that, the more it doesn't impact me at all. Coming and going, right? Now, people that we may all build connections with, people you come across, like, and you start to build a friendship or whatever the case may be, I think it's a little bit more difficult to let go of people when they decide, you know, when they make the choice to distance themselves, when they make the choice to do the things that they do that may not coincide with me or my life or where I'm going or where you're going. You could be the best thing that, like, you could just lend a helping hand. You could just be the most awesome person, like, around, and it still wouldn't be enough. And I think that sometimes when you do offer a person exactly what they need, or you just are the person that somebody needs, that may scare them more away. And it's like the universe really has to show them. Hardships, really living life experience has to really show them, like, yo, get your head in the game and stop fumbling people that actually see you, care about you, and love you. I just want all people to stop fumbling sincere, caring, loving bags, right? And people. Jobs will come and they go, and a lot of things come and they go. Just appreciate and respect and compromise, you know, with the people that you want to have a relationship with, that you need to have a relationship with. Don't just leave people out in the woods to guess. And if you choose to walk away from people, places, or things, congratulations to you. If you choose to walk away, you know, be confident in your decision. Grieve your decision, because, you know, it's hard, like, letting go of somebody that you still want. Like, you still want around. You still want conversation. And everything around you, energy-wise, and everything else is like, not that person. That person's not the one. That's not your friend. That's not your life partner. That's not your person. New starts are very difficult for me. Change is very difficult for me, because I'm like, well, I do things have to change. I'm accepting that that's the best part. And being able to stay flexible with the universe is the best part. And staying entrusting to the universe is all that I have, and that's all that I need. And so far, the month of June has been interestingly awesome. And the hurdles that I've faced, I've interestingly gotten over them pretty quickly. I'm proud of myself. Instead of holding on to things so tightly, being angry for so very long, it's more so like, I know you're going to get your karma. You're going to get it now. And I don't have to worry about that. I really can just accept it and move forward. I don't have to forgive it. I don't have to take on the baggage of it. I don't have to take on it at all. It has no power here. It doesn't exist anymore. So, clear your mind as I clear mine, and fill it with more beautiful memories to drown out all the bad shit. It works. So, don't just stay busy, stay productive. Have a great rest of your week. And accept the things that you cannot control. And accept the things that are changing for the better, man. So, go with the flow. Don't go against the flow. Be on your own pace. Be at your own rhythm. And fuck people who don't like it. That's it. That's all.